are these assholes?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 267. I am Chibi D here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, there's Wombat.
Hi.
What's that?
That was me being hushed like you.
No, that was not.
No, what was
it? That was, I don't know. Shipwreck, do better now.
All right, hey guys.
No, now you're doing a Wombat impression.
Oh, I get confused easily.
Right.
What are we supposed to be doing? Is this the show?
I don't even
know.
This
is it?
What? Is this the show? Actually, this week, guys, we are blacking out the show due to SOPA, to bring awareness to SOPA. This is the show, and now it's going to be over. Goodbye.
That'll teach them.
That'll teach everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Wombat, just yell censored every 3 seconds.
I can do that. Censored. Censored.
We will talk about SOPA
censored.
Later. Okay, I knew I shouldn't have gotten you.
No, that was a terrible idea.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on with SOPA. We'll talk about that a little bit later. That's a little heavy for our opening lighthearted banter. Wombat, how about some opening lighthearted banter?
I saw a movie over the weekend on the Netflix that I know you saw also, so I figured we could talk about it.
Oh, that softcore Japanese porno?
That's actually what it's called. It's called softcore Japanese porno.
There's a lot of softcore porno on there. Did you
notice
that?
No, I honestly haven't really looked for it.
I looked for it.
Why does that not surprise me at all?
I was looking in the foreign film section, and I saw some box art that looked a little bit provocative, and I checked it out, and it was some really bad softcore porn.
Like Cinemax quality?
No, it's Asian.
Ah.
So it's, I don't know. It's weird.
Gotcha.
You have to check it out for yourself. It's not hard to find. I found it pretty quickly. Anyway, Wombat, so it wasn't softcore Asian pornography.
No, we both watched Best Worst Movie.
I did watch that.
I know you did too.
Oh, look at that.
Shit.
Look at this. Kismet.
Did you like it?
Who are you asking?
I don't care.
I liked it, yes. I liked it very much. I recommend it. If, for those who don't know, Best Worst Movie is a documentary about the making of Troll 2. And
no, it's not about that.
It's not about that at all.
It's about... You didn't even let me finish the sentence.
Censored.
It's about where the cast members from Troll 2 are now, reflecting upon the film... Troll 2, which is ranked the worst movie on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes.
It has a 0%.
It has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. And it is ranked last on the bottom 200. It is number 200 on IMDb.
Right. It's yeah. So it's not really about the making of the movie. It's about what
they go into the technical how making the movie was terrible as well. They do talk about that too. But anyway, yes, it's more about the people that were in it and whatever happened to them.
Right. It's very cute. A little bit scary because some of the people turned out to be a little scary.
Yeah.
Which is what happens when you make a
You feel bad for the one person. I guess we're not spoiling anything.
Well, there's a crazy woman in there.
Yeah, and you feel bad
disturbed.
For her. But the dentist, boy, does he live the life, huh?
The dentist seems to be having a great time. It's a really cool movie, and it's... It's interesting. It's a movie. It's a documentary about a movie that you probably haven't seen. And then you probably will never see the movie.
It's on Netflix.
It is there too. You watched Troll 2?
I saw it a long time ago.
I was going to say, I saw it when it was on HBO back in the early 90s.
Interesting.
Because it was on HBO a lot in the early 90s.
Yeah, it's a great film.
I know it bugged me back then too that there were no trolls in the movie. It's all goblins.
Right. Yeah.
Nilbog.
It's pretty cool. You should definitely check that out. Another good one, I don't know if this is on Netflix, but another documentary about sort of a movie, but yet not about a movie, is a movie called Overnight, which is about the guy who made the Boondock Saints. I might have talked about that before, and I don't know if it's on Netflix, but it's really cool because this guy basically was a bartender, and he came up with the script for a movie, which is basically like a Pulp Fiction ripoff, and he started to become really hot. Like Hollywood was after this guy. People wanted to make his movie. And at the time, they were filming a documentary about this guy's band, the guy who wrote the script. And so they basically capture this guy becoming a huge asshole overnight, which is why the movie is called Overnight, because he becomes your typical Hollywood prick.
Troy overnight. Duffy.
Right, even though he's just a bartender from New Jersey?
Hartford, Connecticut is where he was born. Okay.
Somewhere on, some schlubby place. But anyway, really interesting movie. And I actually wound up watching The Boondock Saints after I saw that movie. And when you see what all the fuss was about, this movie that turns out to be pretty horrible, it's laughable. But Willem Dafoe is in the... they got Willem Dafoe to be in the movie. But it's bad. Anyway, how about some show feedback, Wombat?
Sure. I mean, the majority of show feedback was all about the same thing. I'll read Mr. X001. I'm getting tired of the apple shilling from GBD. Other than that, great show. People felt you went a little overboard on the apple love last week. Just a little.
I never go overboard.
Just a smidge.
I never exaggerate or go overboard.
The tiniest little bit overboard.
I like it. Shipwreck agreed with me. I like Apple TV. People think that Apple TV sucks, but then they don't have it.
I don't think anyone thinks that it's not that Apple TV sucks. You were insisted that it was a necessary product for the household.
I kind of am. I still am.
And
get with me here.
I like mine a lot. We use it every day, but for most people, probably not.
If you have an iPhone, though, it sort of is a must-buy.
You have to have other iDevices,
right,
or Apple computers for it to really make any sense.
True. I agree. But I do think it's a good product. I recommend it. What can I say? I recommend products here. This is what I do, Wombat. And fart jokes and tell you about how I shit my pants. But other than that, I recommend products.
And Jackoffosaurus, which is a great name, goes right on with Wombat paying more for a US-made Xbox. Sadly, this will never happen. Great show nonetheless. And someone else tweeted me that this was on The Daily Show this week, talking about how much it would cost to make, I forget the name of the company in China, how much
Foxconn.
It would cost. Yeah, how much it would cost to make those same products in the U.S. And there was also someone, I think put it actually in the CADcast thread, a link to a Harvard Business article from a couple of years ago.
Mm.
So it seems as though it would cost 23 to 25% more based on the sketchy analysis that I have.
Right. Sketchy. That's the best kind.
It is the best kind. But still, I think 25% more isn't such a crazy number.
Yeah, it's...
So you instead of paying $400 for console, you want to pay
$500? Is that 20? That's 25% more, yes. I would say instead of $300.
To support America, you would do that, is what you're saying.
Yes. If it meant bringing jobs to this country and opening up factories that are that have long been shut down. I mean, think about it. When your Xbox dies, you would be shipping it within the country. You might actually get it back faster.
Right. And maybe you don't want a 13-year-old
Chinese
girl.
You already ship it to the country. Don't you remember how this works? You ship it to the southernmost point of Texas, and then they cart them across to Mexico.
And then they drive them to Mexico. I forgot. Yes, you're right.
They don't even have to drive them. I think the Mexicans are just waiting on the border.
I think the factory is just... Half of the factory is in the U.S., half of it's in Mexico. They just There's a line right through the middle of the factory.
Right. There's a sleepy Mexican with a sombrero slumped up against the doorway leading to Mexico.
One side they're drinking Corona, the other side they're drinking Budweiser.
Right. I mean, I'm not exactly thrilled that there's 13-year-old Chinese girls making our products for 60 cents an hour or something, whatever they make over there. It's not a great situation, and maybe it is something to think about. Maybe we should be paying more, and so because America really doesn't make much anymore.
Well, that's part of the problem with the economy right now in this country is that we don't make anything anymore. And on top of that is that there are corporations that are U.S. based, like Microsoft and Apple, that the CEOs that make $50 million a year, where if they were to take if they took a 20% pay cut, could probably pay for the running of one of these factories.
I don't know. It's not a good situation.
It's not a good situation, and it's very lopsided. And it's, well, it would cost so much to make. It wouldn't cost so much to make, but you would have to make $55 million a year. So, whatever. I'm talking too much already.
Well, no, it's something good to think about. I like it.
I'm glad you like it.
I don't know that I want Wombat making my Xbox, though.
That's right. I told Shipwreck that if they opened a factory, I'd quit my job and go to work for them. I would build Xboxes in America.
No, I don't think you would do that.
He can't see me with my big magnifying glasses, you know, the glasses that
soldering.
Have magnifiers. Soldering
I can't see
away.
You soldering anything.
I've soldered ever. Before. Soldering is fun.
There's also the secondary option I gave you, too. To open up a factory that just disassembles Xboxes and puts them back together and then stamps made on the USA in them.
Yeah, it's my refurbished.
No, they're not refurbished. They're brand new. You can say they're new. They're
That's true. No
USA.
One's ever used them. That's true.
Yeah.
Assembled in the USA.
No, perfect.
All right, what else we got here? Is that it?
That's really it. That's all people really wanted to talk about.
Anything else exciting happening?
No. No.
Good. All right, let's go.
I'm trying
let's
to
move
think
on
of anything. No, no.
Speaking of things that aren't exciting, let's move on to new releases.
Excellent. Are there any?
There's a couple. There's some downloadable games that I haven't played.
Haunt for Xbox Live Arcade, which is a Kinect game?
Yeah, I looked at the screenshots of that. I want to check that out. It looks kind of neat.
Okay.
It looks like you're going through like a haunted house type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's Scary Girl, because apparently it's Halloween. They put out two Halloween-themed games.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I first saw it, it said Scary Girl and Haunt, and it sounded to me like a buddy platformer, and I thought it was one game when I first saw it written out.
Well, Scary Girl is a platformer.
Yeah, but Scary Girl and Haunt sounds like a mid-90s platformer about a goth girl and her sidekick that's a ghost.
Yeah, right. there's some DLC, the Saints Row GPD DLC came out. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did hear
about that.
Sounds like shit.
It's pretty shitty. No, it's awesome, obviously. We could talk about that now. It's, you know, it's a big thrill to be in there, although I see there's some glitches. Sometimes my guy doesn't shoot.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that YouTube video.
Yeah. They said they're going to patch the game. Apparently it's a problem with all the homies. A potential problem with all the homies. But yeah, it is. Have you seen it? You don't have Saints Row on that.
I don't have Saints Row. I thought about picking it up today, and then I remembered we were doing a show.
Right.
So if I get a chance to go out tomorrow, I'll pick it up. I would have picked it up on Tuesday, but it was there was like a thunderstorm all day, and I'm like, forget that.
Shipwreck, you have it, though.
I do have it. I've been playing with you quite frequently here.
Am I killing people for you?
You are.
I get run over a lot.
You get run over a lot. You get used to as a human shield, like, constantly.
Somebody else. Well, everyone wants to touch me.
I have a question. When you die in the game, are you dead forever, or do you just come back?
No.
Okay. And how long do I have to play the game before I can access my GPD?
Two missions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad at all.
It's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, sometimes some of my dialogue, the volume is too low on it, and it's hard to hear.
Sometimes you cut out, too. You'll just say, like, the first part of a saying. It's particularly when you're going to say my name, and I know you're going to say my name, and then it just stops.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I notice sometimes when I call GPD on the phone, you know, to summon him, that he doesn't say anything. He's supposed to say something.
That hasn't happened to me. You say two different things when I call you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I say, I hate Wombat, and then I say, I really hate Wombat. By the way, Wombat, if you were in a game, I would have bought it.
It's not that I'm not going to buy the game.
I'm just throwing that out there. I mean,
I would have bought the game today, but I wouldn't have had a chance to play it, and I don't, you know, so what's the point?
Hey, I'm just saying, if you were in a game, I would own it.
You know what? You're a better friend to me than I am to you. Is that what you'd like to hear? Okay.
That's exactly what I'd like
to hear. Okay, no, fine. Done. You are a better friend to me than I am to you.
It's obviously a big thrill to be in here. It's, you know, Ty has watched me get run over quite a bit, and it's a little unnerving to him to watch me get shot and, you know, run over. But
I can't imagine why. But
but he likes it. He likes it a lot. He's like, how did you get in the game? Did you, you know, he watches Blue's Clues. So he's like, did you Blue Skidoo into the game? Which is when in the TV show they like jump into a picture or something.
We all know what Blue Skidoo is.
Okay, I don't know. It's a show for kids. How all of
everyone
kids know what it is.
Watches Blue's Clues.
Anyway, it's yeah. So we're having a good time with it. It's and I also bought the Genki Bowl DLC, which is pretty interesting. It adds a bunch of new activities that all revolve around wacky Professor Genki active you know events. Like you have to drive him around in the Genki Mobile, which is a convertible with flamethrowers on the side.
Now, is this the pre-order bonus stuff?
No. This is sort of the main DLC that's included in, as part of the season pass.
Okay.
So I bought the season pass and then got this. It's fun. And they lowered the price of the DLC this year, this go around. I remember all the Saints Row missions, Saints Row 2 add-ons were $10. And this is, I think,
seven.
Yeah. It's good so far. I haven't finished it yet. There's one event. Some of the different events are there's a yarn. There's basically like a Katamari type thing where you're rolling a giant bowl of yarn through the city and blowing people up with it. There's another one. Let's see. I didn't do there's some panda skydiving thing, which I haven't done yet. It's cool. I would, you know, I like the season pass. You get a lot of, you unlock a lot of stuff with a Genki Bowl. You get some vehicles and shit like that. I don't know. It's cool. I like it. I like being in it. I like being a part of it. Mrs. Chibi got tired of watching me play, though, pretty quickly.
So but, you didn't get any for being in the game? As Chief
somebody
Kate
wrote
Jones
that.
Asked? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, Mrs. Chibi, I don't think she's that impressed with the whole GPD thing. I wish if I was single, the groupies would be all on my jock, but I don't know.
You think that would be the case? Do you really think that would be the case?
No.
I think so. I bet you do all right. I think you would.
You think like if I, let me ask you a question. You think if I went to E3?
Yes.
And I was single?
Yes, you'd get laid by a different girl every night, maybe two.
Two?
Yeah.
Would they have mustaches?
Maybe one of the two would.
All right.
If there's two, one of the two very well might have, you know, facial hair of some sort.
Right. So I don't know. She's not that impressed. I did get laid last night, but I don't think it was because of Saints Row.
I doubt it was because of Saints Row.
Right. It's because I drugged her.
A little ether goes a long way.
Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't take any notes about what I should talk about, the Saints Row stuff, but the trailer got a lot of views, got like 150,000 views on my YouTube channel. So it was awesome. I mean, thanks to Volition. Thanks to Jay at Volition, who really organized all this shit. And yeah, it's great. I wish we could do like a real DLC pack where I can, you know, say more than just like, you know, five words in a sentence, you know, really short sentences. But I don't know. It's fun. What else we got here? This is so, are there any other CAG news and shopping? This was, oh yeah, this is pretty big actually. And maybe you guys have more information on it than I do. But so, you know, Josh, a.k.a. Kmart Gamer, the guy who runs the Kmart gaming stuff. Whoa, hello. My phone is dinging. It looks like he got, I don't know, did he get laid off or Kmart Gamer is just gone? Because Chase by KO writes in via Twitter, and he wants us to talk about Kmart Gamer, the death of Kmart Gamer, and the job that Josh had done. Do you guys know anything?
I know there's a bunch of Sears and Kmart's closing down.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's all part of that fallout. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember as soon as they announced that.
Sales were not good over the holidays for Kmart and Sears.
Right.
That's all I know.
So I don't know if he's out of a job. I've sent him a few messages, but I wasn't really clear on like the current status of things, but it sounds like he wrote in the Kmart thread on CAG that it was basically done, that he wouldn't be updating it anymore, which is a shame because it was really an awesome thing that Josh did. He came to CAG as the Kmart game buyer, right? Was he the buyer?
He's still working there.
He's right.
His last tweets from January 16th. Hey, as you all probably can tell, Kmart Gamer is a bit on pause right now while we figure out some stuff. I will potentially no longer be managing this account. I hope this is more of a see you later than goodbye. Thank you for all the support. It has meant the world to me.
Because the guy basically busted his ass and came on CAG and probably had to eat a lot of shit from some obnoxious CAGs and basically set up a, you know, basically put video game deals on Kmart. Like, Kmart never had deals and sales. And he basically spearheaded this whole thing, and CAG was a big part of it. And I sort of always had envisioned that this would happen, like that retail representatives would come to CAG and interact with the community. And he was really the first to do that on such a big scale. So it is sad to see that come to an end, or maybe it's just a hiatus. But
Maybe he'll get with a company that's more suited for, like,
not action. Sucking.
Well, yeah, I was trying to put it nicely, but yes, for not right. sucking.
Hmm.
Because they were coming up with great deals, but I still didn't really
want to go to Kmart.
Like, yeah. It just takes forever when you go to Kmart. There's nobody back there in the game section. Like, you see, like, employees going in and out of their break room in the back, but nobody, like, ever makes eye contact with you or, like, works in that. I don't know where they're working, but they're never working back there.
They're right. They're all smoking weed outside.
Probably. Right. They're just passing through the electronics. Everybody just passes on by.
Yeah.
And it's that experience in a lot of Kmarts. I know it is.
Well, that's a lot of the comments in his threads would say that. But he was, you know, he took an active role and was trying to get some of that stuff fixed, I mean, as best as he could. And so it's sad to see that shit come tumbling down. So hopefully we'll have some good news on that front in the future. But
yeah, hopefully Kmart turns it around too. Maybe they'll start producing Xboxes.
Right. What else we have in some CAG news? Oh, we did the raffle drawing for our big Child's Play raffle, where we raised 50. What's that?
What did I win?
You didn't win. You didn't win anything. You and I are not eligible to win prizes.
No, it's not that. You didn't win.
No, you and I are not eligible to win prizes.
But I'm saying we did the raffle, and it's not like I had to pull your name. I didn't pull your name out of the raffle.
You tell me that so I don't get sad.
I'm just telling you that's what happened. I pulled my name out of the raffle.
Well, I'm sure you had a lot of tickets.
I had a lot of tickets.
You have a lot of tickets.
I had the most tickets. Actually, I didn't really look. I try not to go through the donations and read what people give.
I appreciate that.
I feel it should
it's be wrong. No, that would be a shitty thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't look. Although I remember I came across like that Pactor had donated one year. I didn't even look this year. But we have all the drawing is all done by a computer program that Super Programmer John made, so I don't really need to look at that stuff. But anyway, so we have our winners. I'll just give you a few quick winners here from the grand prizes. These three people are going to be receiving a Vita, a Japanese Vita, an 8 GB memory card, a 5,000 yen Japanese PlayStation Network card, Uncharted Golden Abyss, and Ty's Japanese Chicken Pox. Winners are JBlade00, Streaker Maximus, and J. Oh man, come on! Is this a vowel? Buy a vowel, Jill. How J?
Spell it
eyes
out.
Are going too? I can't even read the font. J L H I O W A. And these two winners will win $500 Amazon gift cards. Casey NSB and the Spam of Power. And JT Money 430 will win a free downloadable game for a month for a year from Amazon downloadable game. So that's any game up to $60 a month for a year. So that's quite a good prize there. And they just go to CAG to see the rest. I don't want to read all this shit off. We'll see one more. Genya Avocado won a $300 Play Asia gift certificate. So thank you to everybody who donated money, donated prizes. It was a huge success. It was our best year ever. We rule, basically. We're ruling. We're the ones that are ruling, not nachos. What else here? Shall we move on to Multi-platforming? Wombats News and stuff?
I think we can do that. Do we not want to talk about Audible?
No, I don't know.
Audibletrial.com/gagcast. Okay.
Yeah, you know the drill.
I do.
I meant you listening.
I know what you meant.
I meant it's a movie about the making of Troll 2.
You cut me off mid-sentence. That's all.
Well, you were wrong. It was like if you just said the world was flat, I would cut you off.
And I would finish that sentence until it was discovered that the world was round.
No, the world was always round.
Well, the world was always round. You know what? I'm done.
That was a perfect example.
That was a perfect example. I'm like, as I'm saying, I'm like, this is not working out the way I want it to.
Right. Let's move on.
Some days there's no winning. Did you guys play the Kingdom of Amalur demo on the Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3?
Hi.
Yep.
What'd you guys think?
Hi. To protest SOPA, I will only speak in Japanese for the rest of this episode.
Well, considering that you only know three Japanese words, this is going to be a hell of a show.
Hi.
What, do you know how to say yes? I think I just shit myself. And
you know how to say that, actually.
And give me the
dinosaur
check.
Condoms.
Right. I have those on subscription on Amazon. They just show up every 2 months. Yes, it's interesting. So this game, Kingdom of Amalur, what is it called? The Reckoning?
I just call it Amalur.
Yeah. This was our most our biggest surprise at E3 last year, Ship. We really were sort of impressed by this game. It sort of came out of nowhere. But the question is, and I want to start with Shipwreck on this, because Shipwreck and I both saw it at E3. What do you feel about it now that you played the demo?
The thing that strikes me immediately is that the graphics look kind of muddy. Like,
did you get outside yet?
No. Okay. I didn't get all the way.
Yeah, you need to get outside.
That's good then, because just the animation, the animation isn't very fluid when he's just running around. I don't know if that's just for the demo. Hopefully the game isn't like that, but my game was dropping frames a little bit, but other than that, I'm really liking it. Like, I can see where it's going as far as all the customization of the characters and getting all the armor and all the different weapons, and you got the different abilities, and you have the bow and the sword and the shield, and you can dodge out of the way. Like, the combat's fun.
Right.
The character models are cool looking. It looks like Fable.
Yeah, it does look like Fable. I was gonna say it borrows a lot of elements from Fable, Dragon Age 2, and a little bit of Skyrim. Especially once you get into the big outdoor world, you could see where Skyrim and even actually a little bit of Oblivion comes into play. One of the things that was in Oblivion and not in Skyrim was repairing your armor, and you repair armor in Amalur as well. Which I was like, oh, they took that from Oblivion. I hated that in Oblivion. But it does look a lot better once you get to the outdoors. So I think that's a good thing. And I tried playing as a mage to see how that would go. I think when I get the final game, I don't know if a mage is what I'm going to play as. But
it seems like this game has a lot of customization in terms of like what path you want your character to take. Like, not only do you... It was funny, because when we leveled up for the first time, it takes you to a screen where, you know, there's maybe, 10 things that you can upgrade, like lockpicking and...
yeah, there's a lot going
on. Blacksmithing and stuff like that. And then I'm like, oh, that's it? How do I level up my magic? And then, once you select those, a whole nother screen pops up, and then it's like a huge,
skill tree.
And I'm like, oh, okay, now we're talking. And then, even later... There's another layer of I guess bonuses that you can get if you want to, depending on if you want to be the cards, the fate cards, where if you want to be more of like a thief magic user, you can choose those. I'm not 100% really sure on how that works, but it's clear there's a lot going on in this game.
Yeah, you can definitely tell there was definitely some serious effort, put into this game, and I have high hopes for it, and I was very impressed with the demo. I still suffer from a little bit of Skyrim fatigue, where I'm trying to open things that don't open,
Right, okay.
You know, it's like, well, why can't I use everything in the game? Why can't I pick up everything in this game?
Things but, glow if you can get them.
Exactly.
This, which is
and
nice.
You can
like, you
unlock,
don't have to search everybody.
You can unlock perks that allow you to see more treasures than you would see without certain perks.
My only concern, the game comes out very soon. It comes out February 7th.
I did like that they included the full character creator in the demo as well. I thought that was
Is that the full thing?
It seems like it. I mean, you could choose four different classes, male or female, and play around with all of that. I mean, if there's more to it than that, I'd be really impressed. But yeah.
It seems to be lacking like a layer of polish that would sort of take this game to the next level. Like Shipwreck says, the graphics... When you get upstairs, you know, obviously it's a lot more colorful, you know, when you get outside. But still, it's not quite, like you wouldn't say the game is beautiful, right?
No, I say it looks very nice. I think the art style can let it get away with a little more than maybe other games
Otherwise,
could get away
yeah.
with.
It's a Todd McFarlane.
Some people
don't like.
I don't know how the world changes that much either. I mean, I've only seen that one corner, which was very green.
Right.
So maybe there's other areas where things look a little better or a little different, and there's a variation to the landscape that could lead to it. I just hope the missions, like the one mission I had time to do, because once you leave the tutorial area, you have 45 minutes. I did this mission where it was essentially break 10 crates.
I didn't do that one.
And exactly. And I'm like, well, that's kind of MMO-y. And I'm like, I guess, you know, I have nothing against the idea of a single player game that has MMO aspects to it. But I'd like to see it be a little more than that. Coming after Skyrim, it's the comparison will be there, deserved
well,
or not.
Fable is the one that's going to get the most.
I think this game looks like it has the potential to be better than Fable, but I don't know if it'll be better than Skyrim. Not that it has to be.
Is it going to have the like the attitude and the like story that what Fable does though? Like that was kind of what was missing for me in the demo. Like I didn't get all the way through it, but. It just felt kind of dry, the story.
It's tough to tell. Well, Fable 3, that was sort of the only thing it had going for it, right? Was that little, like, smirky, swarmy story to it. Because I never finished it. I got sick, sort of bored of it. But the combat in this seems better, even though it's similar, but it
I like the idea that you could switch between a primary and secondary weapon on the fly. So you could have your melee weapon and a ranged weapon, or even if you wanted to have two melee weapons, you can do that. But right. Yeah, I mean, it does a lot right.
Check out the demo because it's very generous. Like Wombat said, the part that Shipwreck never got past where you're just sort of underground. It takes quite a while, and then once you get outside, it'll tell you, okay, now you have 45 minutes from here to play as much as you want.
Yeah, it's almost a 2-hour long demo. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, I was expecting it to be like an hour, but no, it was about double that. So
I don't know. I don't know if I'm as high on it as I was at E3. Maybe it was playing off a PC at E3, and that's why it looks sharper because it does. It's a little fuzzy, the graphics.
Or maybe this could be old code. Like,
you never know. You're right.
It could look better once you get the
Once you
start playing the game and you get hooked on it, then you're
not
going to
notice
that
stuff.
And I have a feeling this is the kind of game that you could very easily get hooked on. I think it could definitely scratch that itch. It has some really cool crafting elements in it as well. If you're that kind of if you were into the blacksmithing and alchemy in Skyrim. And if for those who can't hear, my son is crying in the background. Exactly. But no, I like the idea that you could take your armor and take it to the forge and break it down. So if you have two pieces of crappy armor that are the same, you could break them down and make one piece of better armor.
Oh.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of a cool aspect of the game. So again, there's a lot of good ideas. There's a lot of talent there. And it has a lot going for it. I'm very interested in picking this up on...
We'll know soon.
It comes out in like 2 weeks, so...
Yep. Very cool. What else we got?
I made a second character in Skyrim, though, this week.
Oh, yeah? What kind?
I made the Tiger Dude. That's his name, Tiger Dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he shoots bows and arrows at people.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know. I haven't... played Skyrim in a while. I got to get back there.
I played on Monday.
Playing Dead Island.
Dead Island, yeah. We didn't write that down there. I got Dead Island, and Chip and I played. It was really fun, man. That game is good. This is the game that I wanted Dead Rising to be, I think.
It's going after a different thing, but sure, it's more fun.
It's more fun.
It's not
and
as
less
tense.
Frustrating.
Yeah, it's not as tense.
It's not as frustrating. You're not going to be, I guess. I mean, maybe later you wind up replaying more stuff, but I don't know. I like the combat. I'm using the analog control for the combat. I don't know. I like it a lot more than what I played at E3, and especially the online co-op was perfect. There was no lag at all. It was just two of us, and you can play up to four people. But I don't know. It's fun. I want to play more. Wombat, get it.
Oh, okay, I'll add it to my list. If I get Dead Island, I'm not getting Saints Row. So really,
right? All right. Well, I have to. Yeah. You should get Saints Row.
I'll get Saints Row.
But I'm very impressed with Dead Island. That game. That game seems to deliver. And running over zombies with a pickup truck is pretty fun.
Those trucks move too.
Yeah.
Like you get some serious speed going in those things.
Yeah. And I think the location, you know, playing at a tropical beach resort, that makes the game. I mean, it's a lot more interesting to look at than a shopping mall.
Yeah, and the second area, once you get out of that area, it kind of you're in more urban, which what we played at E3.
Okay.
And so it kind of bogs down a little bit in there. But then you get to a jungle area. So
okay. Cool. Well, I like it. I'm impressed, and I got it cheap, so I'm happy. What else we got?
February 2nd, the first annual New York Game Critics Circle Awards are being held in Manhattan, and anyone can attend if you RSVP on the website. You can get all the information on Joystick. Members of this group include Rush Frischtick, Ben Gilbert, and I spoke to Ben, and I said, why aren't I a member? I'm like, what's the deal here? I'm in New York. Right. I've written video game reviews.
I criticize everything.
So he gave me the person to contact, so I contacted them today.
Yeah.
And they asked me, well, who are you and what do you do?
Right.
So I sent him an email. I haven't heard back yet, but I may be a member by, sooner or later.
What did you say? I'd love to see that email, by the way.
I just said that I've been a co-host of the show since 2005. And I've written some reviews for the website, and I also, worked with Russ on the games blog at UGO for a short time.
Right.
Was that all one sentence?
It was all one sentence, no commas.
Anything spelled correctly?
Of course not. No punctuation. Me, game writer, work UGO, make me...
Me, Grimlock, say.
Exactly.
Dude, I bought Ty the first season of... Oh, I think we talked about that last week.
We did talk about it. Yeah,
so I've been watching that with him. So bad. It's good, but bad.
Exactly.
Just like, they draw like 3 frames of animation for like 1 second of TV show time. It's pretty, yeah. What else
we
got
here? Good luck on that, Wombat.
Yes, good luck. I look forward to hearing if you are admitted.
I think I'm qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do? What awards are they giving out? Are they giving awards to each other?
No, they're giving awards to games, like games of the, like a game of the year type jammy jam.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what do? They just sit
but, you know, I figure anything that Ben Gilbert and Chris Plant and Rush Frischtick are a member of, really, if they'll let those guys in, they should let in anybody. So.
Right. Who are the musical acts?
They're having the people from Bastion, who did the songs in Bastion. They're going to perform live at the event.
Oh, wow. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Cool.
So, yeah. It's at NYU on February 2nd.
Excellent. Let's move along. Should we talk about SOPA? Because Paranerd writes in and he asks, what are your thoughts on Stuttering Craig, Red 5 Studios, and company boycotting E3? And Will That's Who asks, what is CAG's stance on SOPA and how you and your associates plan on helping people get notified and stand up against it? So, yeah. So the Screw Attack guys and the CEO of Red 5 Studios, who are making the game Firefall.
That took up half the space at PAX.
Was it really?
Oh, that booth was huge.
Oh. They are, because the ESA, the Electronic Software Association, is a supporter of SOPA, and they are the company that, the organization that runs E3, these guys have decided that they're going to boycott E3 and not attend E3 as long as the ESA supports SOPA. Now, I really like going to E3. So as much as I, you know, want to support anti-SOPA things, I feel like I shouldn't have to suffer for it. Now, is that my...
You know who's all over this?
Am I the asshole?
You know who's all over the boycotting of E3?
Who's that?
Penny Arcade.
Well, they never go. Well, actually, they went once.
Well, they're all over it because if everyone drops out of E3, they're the only game in town.
They don't care. They're already full anyway. They don't give a shit.
Well, full of people is different than being full of vendors. It's two very, very different things. Vendors pay money too, and usually more. That's where the money is. It comes from the vendors.
I know. So, and this is, and E3 is how the ESA makes their money.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, here's what I think. So that was sort of a joke. I mean, there was some half truths to that, my little joke there, but. The ESA is small potatoes, man. Fucking government does not give a shit what the ESA thinks in terms of whether they support SOPA or not. It's not going to make any difference at all.
It's not in the list of heavy hitters when you see the backers of SOPA.
Do you know how much... Do you think
SOPA really stands a chance of getting passed at this point?
No.
Everyone's come out and no one... I don't. You know, both sides of the fence don't seem to support this anymore. The only person that seems to have supported is that guy who drafted the bill, whose name I can't remember. Is it Lamar Alexander? Is that who it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
And his lip, we've designed a special spear for him to take advantage of his limp-wristed throwing style. SOPA, I mean, the ESA spent...
You got there.
The ESA spent less than $200,000 lobbying the government for... The SOPA shit, it's nothing, dude.
It's not going to get passed. Yes, it's great that everyone's showing such unified support and 4.5 million people signed the Google petition. It's great. There's nothing, we're not taking away from that.
That is significant. As soon as I heard that 4.5 million people signed that Google petition, it's over.
Yes. And for those who can hear my son screaming in the background, my wife is with him. We're not like just ignoring him and letting him scream.
That's why he's screaming.
Yeah, he's teething. The beatings. He's teething. He has two teeth coming in on the bottom. And
I see.
Yeah, you know. Parents know what I'm talking about.
So let me explain a little further. I totally respect Stuttering Craig, and I like Stuttering Craig. You know, Stuttering Craig's an awesome guy, and I totally respect their decision to boycott E3. But for me personally, you know, everybody who listens to this show knows that I love going to E3. And I feel like this is going to get just bombed out anyway before E3 comes on. It seems like a little disingenuous of me to say like I'm boycotting E3 when I'm 90% sure that even those who boycott are going to wind up going because SOPA's going to be dead.
Well,
before
I was going to say, SOPA's going to be dead in 2 weeks. I don't, you know, E3 probably does. It doesn't matter. It really does. Just because they support they support the bill and they're misguided in doing it. But I don't know. I think E3 in many ways is bigger than the ESA.
I don't give any money to the ESA by going.
Exactly.
You don't pay them any money. But actually, you know what we should do, Wombat?
What?
Maybe you should boycott E3.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
No worse.
You know, is this episode?
No. I wasn't finished yet. You cut me off.
Please go ahead. Yes, no.
Was you should boycott E3, but you should also go to E3.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. That's good. Like that better.
No. So certainly you can go to google.com to answer this other guy's question, and you can sign the petition, which I did this morning. I gave some money to the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, who are, you know, fighting it, and you could do that as well.
I played that game. That's against the big bugs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good game.
Right. Big ants.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. We, you know, we didn't go dark. We didn't do any of that other stuff. Or, you know, those pancakes at that Marriott, those are good, man. You can't ask me to give up those pancakes for
something. No one's asking you to give up the good pancakes.
Thank you.
Now, when SOPA fails,
yes,
can everyone who put all this effort into getting SOPA to fail, can we put all that effort into getting other important things to happen in this country?
That's the biggest, you know, that's what pisses me off the most about SOPA, is that our government, like, this is the important issue in America right now. This is
the issue that's important to everyone that I appear to be following on Twitter and Facebook.
No. But right. But I'm saying this is what our government needs, the laws that our government needs to be
focusing
on creating right now.
I don't think this is a law that our government is focusing on right now.
They are. What are you talking about? They're trying to pass this bill.
Well, the bill comes up on the 28th. I don't think there are people swarming around this being the only... If you put on C-SPAN, they're not talking about this bill.
Right. But you're not hearing what I'm saying. I mean, with all the problems that are in America right now, do you think that this is the one that deserves the attention from Congress?
No, it doesn't deserve the attention from Congress, and it probably doesn't deserve the attention from all the people that are giving it attention on Facebook and Twitter. I'm saying if we put all of our collective effort, if 4.5 million people came together and said to the government, hey, maybe we should think about incentives to open factories in the United States so American-based companies can build their products here.
Right. Yes. See, that's important. That would affect our economy and help our economy.
And our bottom line and everybody's pockets. But instead, we're worried about the fact that Pirate Bay is going to close. Is that kind of...
Right.
Or that...
Exactly. Well, no, we're not worried. You see, Wombat, we're reacting to what our government is doing, right?
Yes.
The government is focused on this, so people are protesting it. You're blaming the people who are protesting.
You're right. I shouldn't be blaming the people. I should be blaming the
government. Blame them.
I'm not blaming the people.
It's like...
Because are the people that I need to support my crazy causes.
The Congress tends to focus on issues that are completely unimportant.
Well,
like
they do that... So
like
we
gay
don't.
Marriage becomes a big issue. Like, who gives a shit? Why would the government make
stuff
laws
that
about
that? They can put a bill out there for it because it's
people
make
feel
money off,
people
money
it's,
for
it's,
for
not as, it's not as complicated as some of the other stuff,
and people feel very strongly about it, and they get riled up and they get heated discussions about it, and it steers away attention from things like the fact that our economy has fallen apart. And that people
and
are losing their homes
off.
And that there are hungry children and people that haven't had jobs in 3 years.
Right. And our education system sucks and the healthcare system sucks. That's what pisses me off the most about SOPA, is that our Congress thinks that this is the thing that is important that we need.
Well,
to
Well, no, they
the
know this
on.
Is the thing that isn't important, but they know this is the thing that if they talk about it, the people won't pay attention to the things that are important, which is
and
why
they get money from their corporate interests.
Exactly. So once this thing doesn't pass in Congress, we need to take all the collective attention and effort that we've put into this. We need to put towards something that will actually make a difference in your daily life.
Yes. Like pancakes.
Like
how many
pancakes.
Of these 4.5 million people actually vote, though?
Well, that's
the government doesn't know that. The congressmen may not know that. They see this huge number and they're like, oh, a lot of people don't like this. Maybe.
Well, but they don't see this number until they get a printout of it.
Right.
They're not sitting there looking up stuff on Google.
Well, they've heard, I'm sure, that 4.5 million people are against this legislation, and they can realize that probably some of them, those people, are in their voting districts. And they maybe don't want to have that yay next to their name on this vote. So that to me seems to be like the nail in the coffin for this thing. But we'll see. I think we're still going E3. Sorry, Craig. I respect
your
decision.
I hope we see Craig there. I hope we see him there.
Certainly, yes. That would.
I wouldn't be surprised if he... I mean, would you still go to California for that week, just not go to E3 itself?
Tell my wife I'm going to E3 and then just hang out.
Yeah. Like that, like that guy that's 22 years old but still hangs out with the high school. Coaching the girls' basketball girls' basketball team.
I think he's more like 32.
That's true.
Undefeated, baby.
Yep.
Still going.
That's what I like about high school girls. They get older, I stay the same age. Thank you. Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, I'm familiar.
He's confused. Thank you. All right, let's move on. What else we got here? Sony stuff? Vita? I bought a Vita. My Vita broke. But
don't cry for me, Argentina.
My Vita like does these things where it just makes itself unavailable to me for like a day, where it just says like I'm not going to turn on today. Maybe tomorrow I'll give it a shot. It just that's happened 3 times now. The last one was weird though. Like the battery, I guess the battery died, and then when I went to charge it, it would just flash the battery logo over and over again. But it was being charged, and then it just stayed like that for a long time. And then I unplugged it from the charger and I did a reboot and it finally worked after like trying it a few times. I don't know. So after that, I fixed that. I tried the Wipeout 2048 demo. It comes out in Japan today, I believe. And it's Wipeout. It's more Wipeout. Do you want to play more Wipeout? Because this is a way you can do it.
Is there more Wipeout I could play?
If you would like to play more Wipeout, but do it cheaper, then you can buy the PS3 version.
But what year is the PS3 version?
What?
I believe it's 2046.
It seemed the same to me. It seemed like the year didn't matter because it was the same, pretty much the same game. I mean, it looks good and it plays good. If you want more Wipeout, this is a good Wipeout, I guess. But
the thing I love about the PlayStation Vita games is that if I look at a list of them on Amazon,
yes,
and just look to see what's coming out,
yes,
all PS3 subtitles,
games. Oh, what?
They mean nothing to me. I have no idea what the subtitles mean. They are just like nonsense. It doesn't tell me whether this is like a new game or whether this is just like a game that they've ported over or anything. It's just...
Well, like, most of the launch lineup are games that are already available for PS3, right? Isn't that pretty much true?
I guess. I mean, you have Hot Shots Golf World Championship.
Okay.
Okay, is that something I've played?
I don't know. We played something like it, though, I guarantee you that. If you've played Hot Shots Golf before. And Uncharted, you've probably played the superior one on PS3. Wipeout, you've probably played that before. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, that's out. Mod Nation Racers, yep. Touch My Katamari. You've probably played a Katamari game before. Luminous? Well, we haven't played a Luminous game in a long time, so. Rayman Origins? I'm just going down the list. FIFA Soccer? I mean, Little Big Planet, Ridge Racer? These exciting games to you? I don't know. It seems not that exciting to me. It seems like games that I could play right now on a better version of on the PS3. But people seem to think it has a good launch lineup. I don't know.
Well, for a launch lineup, I guess you have a bunch of games that people have heard of.
You have a lot of choices, I guess. But
yeah,
they're
and
also
if you're into these series and you need one to play on the go, like, yeah, sure, it looks like a pretty good lineup. It's just I can't tell what these games are. Like, right. Don't call it Little Big Planet, and I know it's different than Little Big Planet. I've played that game,
right?
But it's confusing to me,
right?
Well, you're not.
I don't
very
know
bright.
What these products are.
I mean, I like Virtua Tennis, but I'm not going to pay $40 to play it on Vita when I just bought the latest version on Xbox, you know, a few months ago, and I could get it for way cheaper. It's, I don't know. But, I don't know, at least it's selling really well in Japan. Oh, it's
oh,
not.
Oh, it's not. But you have to take all these numbers with a grain of salt.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're saying Vita sales will drop 57% to under 20,000 in the last week. Is that what it is?
Yes, in Japan,
sales?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the best-selling console was the 3DS with 100,000, which is just bad. But okay. After that, it drops to the PS3, which sold 30,000. So for the PS3 to sell 30,000 and the Vita to sell 18,000,
yeah,
that's not crazy. To me, it doesn't seem like, oh my God.
Like it's crazy. I feel like it's crazy to me.
It doesn't seem crazy to me, especially when you see the 360 sold 1,500.
Well, that never, it always sells that. Nobody's
it,
buying
it. And it still outsold.
Most stores don't sell it anymore.
And it
That's
still
the
outsold the Wii. The only systems it didn't outsell was the PSP, the PS3, and the 3DS.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
Sony
still,
says
it's still Sony in three of the top four slots for Sony products.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's as, yes, it sounds like a horrid number. Like, oh, it was when it launched, it sold 324,000. But, right. You know, it sold 324,000, 72,000, 42,000, and then another 42,000, and then it dropped to 18. But compared to the other consoles, it was selling way above what would appear to be the norm for Japanese weekly sales up until now.
It's a brand new, it's supposed to be the new hotness, though. Don't people buy the new hotness?
People buy the new hotness for the first 4 weeks.
No, the first week.
Yeah.
We're in the first 4 weeks of the Vita.
In the first 4 weeks. No, I just read, this is the fifth week of sales.
Oh, fifth week. All right, whatever. There have been three software updates already.
I don't think it's as nuts as you think it is. I don't think it's as gloom.
You don't think it's a doom and gloom?
I don't think it's a sign of doom and gloom. I think
is it a good sign?
It's not necessarily a good sign. I don't think it's necessarily a bad sign. I think that if it perks up again to that 30,000 range.
They just need that Monster Hunter.
Something, yeah. I think right now it just hit a lull because I think everyone who really wants one in Japan.
They bought it the first week. I guess. We'll see. Mm-hmm. see.
And I think, yeah, once that next title comes out that the Japanese want, you know, something about tentacle rape.
Right. Monster Hunter.
But how can you even tell what tentacle rape game that is? It's just called tentacle rape.
Right. It could be the same as the PS3 version.
It could be the same one you have on the PS3. That's true. Ha.
What?
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Yeah, anyway, Vita. Ty likes the Vita. He's like, ooh, Vita, it looks nice. Moving on. So I saw this.
I liked your imitation of your son there.
He cracks me
ooh,
up.
Ooh, game looked good.
Yeah.
I had to, I was home with Sabrina all day on Friday. She was sick.
Yeah.
So I had to take her to the doctor, and she was home with me. It was, you know, you feel bad because she was miserable all day.
Right.
So I had to tell you, I went out and I bought her some blocks. Like
nice.
Old school wood blocks.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yeah, we built towers and castles all day, and then she would knock them down, and we build them again. It made her feel much better.
There's a study done recently. They say that blocks are like the best toy you can buy for a kid.
There you go. I'm a good parent.
You're the best.
Yeah, we watched Tangled and played with blocks.
Mm-hmm. I saw somebody put this on here about the Microsoft
Somebody would
issues.
Be me.
Yes.
We've never really talked about it on the show.
We haven't, and I've been reading about it because I saw there was a thread on CAG about it.
It's happened to a large amount of people where their IDs have been stolen, used to buy copious amounts of points, and all those points have been used for FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty crazy. It's widespread. And Microsoft is really, up until, I guess, maybe a week ago, and this has been going on for over a month now, at least.
Yeah.
They haven't done a damn thing, and they've really been dragging their feet, and it's really awful, to be perfectly honest. Microsoft's handling of this situation has been terrible, filled with denial and lack of action. And it wasn't really, was it Patrick Klepek, I believe, this happened to?
Okay.
And he started writing many articles. I want to say it was him. I could be wrong. No, maybe Kyle Orland. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I get people confused. If I'm wrong, you could correct me.
Some guy who writes about video games.
So, you know, I'm not perfect. Brought a lot of attention to it. And this woman who this happened to started a whole blog about her situation that was picked up by a lot of press. So it's starting to get into the news. No one really knows where it stems from, but some of the things that Microsoft has, like if you're worried about this and want to remove your credit card information, you can't just do it.
It's a whole thing, right?
It's a whole thing. You either need to call Xbox and have them do it on their end, or I think you can change your number.
Right. Now, people basically was
and you could just put in a fake credit card number.
Some hackers are.
And I've been told a lot of people recommend removing your PayPal account.
No, I don't have a PayPal account down there.
I'm just saying. I never said you did.
Don't say that. So basically, they're using brute force techniques to hack the website. The you know, they try to find your Xbox, your, what do they call that? The live ID, which is whatever email address you have assigned to your gamer tag. And they just try to, I guess there was only like, you could try 8 times before the site would lock you out. So they would basically just brute force it. And then once they get into your account, if you have points, they would, they would transfer those points to another account or something. What would they do? They would sell. It's very confusing, like what would happen. But people would basically getting
they
points
would sell,
charged to their
they would sell that person's name, like username, like their password and login. So someone would go onto their console as you and spend all the points.
Right, right. So I was Googling this because I got worried about it when I saw the thread on CAG. I got worried about it, and I found this IGN article, and one of the things they recommended that you do was on the Xbox account page on the website, you can, you know, you put in your billing address there. They recommended that on the second line, the address line, you put in a note there saying how, like, don't assist with account recovery or something like that. Like, on mine, I wrote, like, something like, I am sort of well-known on the internet. Please, you know, I'm a high profile target or something for hacking. Just like a note in the address field so that when the service rep pulls up your account, they'll see that and they might think for a second. They might actually use their brain for a minute. And there's also a profile protection tool that you can get for Xbox where you basically, you'll have to re-download your profile to your console. But once that happens, they, you know, nobody else can do that. So no one can like steal your account and download it to another a console, which I think is part of what's happening in this whole hacking thing. So I don't know. So what does this article say?
They changed already. They changed some of the rules. That 8 times thing is, I don't think, no longer.
It's gone now.
It's gone okay. now. Yeah,
that was dumb.
Yes. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, so just be careful and do that thing what I said with the address thing. That should help. Maybe mm-hmm. or not. Who knows? How about
they changed
some...
it from 8 to 20 attempts? So you know that'll do.
Wait, what?
Know. Oh no, they changed it to
no.
other way around.
Other way around. Yeah, sorry about
no,
that.
No, it was 8 before. I thought
20 before.
It was 20 before. CAG, you can only do 5. If you get your password wrong 5 times, you get locked out for.
Well, CAG is a more secure site than Microsoft. What do you want from us?
Right, right.
Does that Microsoft. Really surprise you in any way? So there you go, people. Microsoft does shitty things too.
Right.
And that's Everybody. Really shitty. That's super shitty.
How about Nintendo? Do they do anything?
No, because they don't really, you know.
Nobody's looking to buy a Nintendo account.
Well, the thing with Nintendo and the Wii Shop is you have to enter in your credit card information every time, don't you, to buy something?
Well, you can put points on your account too, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean... Every time you want to add points, you have to enter in your information again. So it's not stored, and if your information isn't stored, it's a lot harder to get.
All right. Well, be careful out there, folks.
Exactly.
Anything else? CAGbag? Did we miss anything along the way? Did anyone try the Starhawk beta on PS3? No.
I downloaded it. I haven't had a chance to try it yet.
Right. I haven't yet either.
We should try it.
I will try it.
I've been playing Monopoly on the Kindle Fire.
How is that?
It's Monopoly. I've won a few times, and that's kind of
awesome.
Fun. I like.
I'm waiting for
Monopoly.
The Vita version.
Where's My Water is a good game too. Have you ever played that?
No, but it's on iPhone.
I know it's on. Yes, it's on everything. It's made by Disney.
Yes,
I like that game a lot. Actually, that's a game. Have you played that ship?
Mrs. Shipwreck has.
Okay,
I have not played it.
It's a lot of fun, actually, and it's
you know
really.
Who likes playing that game?
Who?
The girls on my basketball team.
You know why? Because it's fun as hell. That's why. It's a cute game. You're a crocodile or an alligator. I think an alligator. Doesn't matter. In a bathtub, and you want your water. You live in the sewers, and you have to move the dirt around to get the water into the bathtub, which is a very simple way of describing the game, but it gets very difficult. There's some physics-based puzzles involved and different types of water and soap. And it's a lot of fun. And it's, you know, it's a good time waster. I think it's $1. So there you go. All right. Really good on the Fire because it's really good for that size screen.
Excellent. Let's move on to the keg bag here. Beachbum662 writes in and asks, he says, I want to hear about the commercial from CBS that enraged Wombat. I'm curious to what it was about and such. I saw your tweet. You said that you were going to boycott CBS because you were watching a football game and there was a commercial.
And I haven't watched CBS since.
What is this commercial?
It was a Focus on the Family commercial, which is a horrible organization that should not be allowed to advertise during the NFL.
You want to censor? You're saying you want to censor this organization?
I don't. It's not necessarily censor the organization. They have the right to say whatever they want. I think the NFL, which is so involved in being family friendly and accessible to everyone, I didn't think it was appropriate for that programming.
Why though? What were they doing? What's wrong with this organization?
They don't
like gays.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. They're very anti-gay. They're a hate group that disguises themselves as being good Christians.
Right.
And I don't think that's appropriate. Yes. It's not a slight on Christians. I think Christians are great. I have many friends who are Christians. You know.
I heard that you're not going to be going to E3 this year to protest the Christians.
Exactly. That is true. This is not has nothing to do with that. It has to do with Focus on the Family, using your religion to push an agenda of hate, and I don't think that's appropriate for the NFL. And I noticed that Shipwreck's being quiet because he obviously doesn't agree with me.
I don't disagree with you about the group, but the commercial itself I didn't have a problem with.
I just didn't think it was appropriate. The commercial, for those who don't know, was a group of kids reciting John 3:16, which kind of, I'm not a big fan of that verse because I think it's a little...
What's the verse?
You're not a big fan of any of the New Testament. You're Jewish.
You know what? I have nothing against verses that are, you know, all of love and goodwill. I could get behind that.
Right.
But that's not what John 3:16 is not about, love and goodwill. It's not about,
what's it about
peace on earth. It's not about happiness. It's
fags,
all
go home.
No, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Basically, if you follow Jesus, you go to heaven, and if you don't, you go to hell. So I got to watch a commercial during the NFL that basically told me to go to hell.
Right.
And that I don't appreciate.
Right. Okay.
I don't think you would either.
I want to go to hell.
Yeah,
I'm going there right after E3. They have good pancakes there.
There you go. Good pancakes in hell. And I don't
but
like...
You know what? Yeah.
I don't like national TV telling me to go to hell in a commercial. I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay.
I'm not... It's your right to say it. It's free speech.
But you don't have to like it.
But it's not your right to say it in my living room.
What about if it tells you to go to TGIF?
That's
also like hell.
That's... it's still better than
it's
hell.
Really like hell.
Yeah, that one's gross. It's dirty.
Let's see what
else
we got.
There you go. I think I ranted too much. I'm sure we'll get a lot of comments about that one.
Right.
Well, we've only talked about politics and religion this whole episode.
I know, right? I really didn't want to either.
Well,
what do you think, Shipwreck? John 3:16, you for it or against it?
I'm going to go to E3. I'm for it. You know I'm for it.
I know you're for it. And you're allowed. I have nothing against it. I have nothing against Christians or people that... nothing at all. I don't want
Why do you hate Jesus so much?
Exactly.
Just
tell us nothing. I'm very pro certain ideas of all religions. You know, the idea of being good to people and not killing anybody. I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. But I don't need... I don't like it when any religion, even the Jewish religion, I don't think it's appropriate for any religion, even my own, to point fingers at someone that isn't of their religion and say, you're a bad person and you're not worthy of something because you don't believe what I believe in. And that's where I draw my personal line.
Right.
Regardless of what the religion is, mine, yours, or another religion that we've never heard of.
Okay, rank these three things in order of how much you hate them.
Okay.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are protesting SOPA.
Mm-hmm.
And the PlayStation 3.
Oh, I hate them all evenly.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
Here's a question from ThinkMink123. he or she would like an update on their hermaphrodite dog from last week.
Was it a dog or a cat?
Or a cat.
Well, that's the tricky part.
You don't even know if it's a dog or a cat.
I don't. I think it was a dog. Oh. It was a hermaphrodite dog. So they scooped out the working parts and did a spay neutery thing on it.
A double whammy.
A spooter.
Wow. let's see what else we got here.
Well, like you've never been spootered before.
I don't know what that means. Sounds like... Is that when you pass out and there's shit all over the back of your pants?
Yes, that is a spooter, yes.
You still going with the pants off at all times in the bathroom?
I've been eating better, so I shouldn't have to worry about that anymore.
How about putting pajamas on like around 8 o'clock at night?
I don't want to get shit on my pajamas.
That's a good point.
Rat Zombie writes in and he wants to know if I guess any of us will be playing the Tribes Ascend beta. But this is really just a chance for me to talk about my new PC gaming PC plan that Super Programmer John told me about. He gave me this. This is what he does, and I thought that this could be a good thing that I could do as well. He has a regular proper gaming PC that he uses to play games off of his TV in his living room. But what he does is he has an HDMI wireless transmitter. So the actual PC does not sit in the living room, which, you know, you really don't want that in there. They got to be pretty big. It's sitting in his office, and he just transmits everything wirelessly. The video and audio and obviously also anything that you're using to control it is all wireless. And he says it's perfect. He says, like, it's just as if the computer was connected directly to his TV. So I think that maybe I could do that, because that's the reason why I didn't want to get a gaming PC is I can't put that in my living room, and I want to play it on the big TV and on the couch. So that's my new plan, Wombat.
How much does a wireless HDMI transmitter cost, like a good one?
It wasn't that much.
I'm looking it up right now.
A couple hundred bucks?
200?
200? Yeah.
200. Here's one. Here's one for 400, but here's another one for 180. So I guess,
it's about 200. Yeah. In the scheme of things, to have not to be able to not have a giant tower PC in your living room, it sounds like it's worth $200.
If it's worth it to you.
And also, then I could use that PC at my desk as well.
There you go.
In my office. So that's a plan that I have. And I wanted to throw that out there to the listeners to hear what they think about
that. It's a plan that you have.
It's a plan that I have that was given to me by somebody who knows what they're doing. So yes, please let me know in the show comments what you think of that plan. And with that, I think it's time to say goodbye. I want to tell everybody to not go to E3 so that there's more room for us to hang out. No, that's not what I want to say. I want to say follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. Of course, facebook.com/cheapassgamer and audibletrial.com/CADcast for your free 2-week trial and audiobook download. And that's it, right?
That's it.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bread's done.
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world.
The whole world.
Everyone.
Anyone.
That's a lot of people.
That he gave his one and only son.
His only son.
That whoever believes in him
will not perish,
but have eternal
life.